With the 5 o'clock a.m. update, we found out that with the hurricane hunters flying through the storm, that the winds had increased and that they were probably about 75 miles per hour now, which is enough to upgrade to a Category 1 hurricane. But other than that, the update hasn't changed too much. The track is still on for maybe just off the coast of the Carolinas with the left side of the storm sweeping through the Outer Banks and then traveling off to the northeast.
Is this particular storm moving slower than most hurricanes do?
No, it's about average, and it will pick up to probably faster than average by the time the next cold front moves through, and that's what could be affecting our area here in central North Carolina later today, and the jet stream associated with that front will help to speed up the storm and move it up the coast actually rather quickly so that by 2 a.m. Saturday, it'll be off the coast of Cape Cod and then up into the Canadian Maritimes by 2 a.m. on Sunday.
There's been a mandatory evacuation notice that's gone out for Hatteras Island off the coast of North Carolina. Do you expect more of those kinds of notices to go out? And how much wind and rain will spin off to us inland here in the Triangle?
Well, as far as the evacuations go, I think that may be limited to the Outer Banks. And then, of course, we always have to look at the storm surge out there and the shifting nature of the land out there, which has the risk of cutting people off, as we see when Highway 12 gets washed out. That always has a possibility of happening, and so therefore the mandatory evacuations there. Other places, though, the storm may not get that close to the coast. Here in central North Carolina, we may see a rain band or two associated with it, especially east of Raleigh. Otherwise, from Raleigh to the west, probably that cold front pushing in is going to keep things confined to the east.
Everybody waking up this morning wants to know, will this affect July 4th celebrating the fireworks here in the Chapel Hill-Carborough community and all over the Triangle, and also those traveling to the Outer Banks? What kind of 4th of July will they have?
Well, certainly for those folks traveling to the east and those already out there in the Outer Banks, it could be a wet 4th of July. But back here in the Triangle, maybe not so bad. As that front moves through, we're going to get some drier air behind that. And so our forecast here for central North Carolina for the 4th be a little bit warm, but a little bit cooler than we've seen the last couple of days, with highs in the mid-80s. And the chance of rain right now for any Friday night festivities is quite low, less than 20% at this time.
All right, that's the kind of news I like to hear.